there'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiot.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
We rolling?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gotta check with you. This isn't H to the C Studios. We're on a remote location with special. This is John, by the way, and you're listening to H to the C. Obviously, I'm here with Steve in his bedroom.
True that.
And we're gonna do a CD review. And so, Steve, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. This is some great banter.
Yes. Don't you love the banter?
Yeah, so are you excited to do this CD review?
I'm excited to do most things.
Yeah, so do you have any CD reviewing history?
I've had opinions about CDs a lot. Okay. I do movie reviews online.
Okay.
Does that count? It's not CDs, but it's movies.
It's media of some sort. You say you have a lot of opinions about CDs.
I have opinions.
Give us a taste.
Everything.
What is a CD that you have an opinion of?
I think OK Computer is a brilliant majesty of recording.
I would agree, but if I'm being honest, I probably listen to Kid A more often, even though that's kind of... I think that's a minority opinion.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons why I find OK Computer a great CD is that a lot of people don't pull off a concept CD as well as that one is to me.
Yeah, I remember watching the Too Much for Much for the Paranoid Android video as a young lad, just marveling at the inappropriate material that was allowed to be on my TV as long as people had a good, honest discussion about it afterwards.
Yes, as long as you talk about it, it's okay to show blood and nipples and...
Yeah, Marilyn Manson, uncut.
Swearing.
But I think my favorite album, and it doesn't really count, it's the live album, the one that has the Kid A and the Amnesiac songs on it. I could be wrong, I think it's called. But I could be wrong about that.
I haven't heard the CD, but... I like Radiohead, so it's
good. It's like a greatest hits of the Kid A and Amnesiac albums live.
Yeah, well, they're supposedly supposed to overlap anyway.
But anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're reviewing a different kind of a CD. This is a CD that I didn't specifically seek out. It just came to me because I bought myself an adult toy on AdamandEve.com.
As you do.
And using promo code WTF allowed me to get some free gifts along with my purchase.
WTF, you say?
Yeah.
Want the free?
No, what the fuck. He interviews
What does
comedians.
It stand for again, though?
What the fuck.
Oh, it is what the fuck.
Yeah.
I thought you said what the front or something.
No, I'm just mumbling.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of my deal.
I thought I missed, like, the one replacement word to take away the swearing.
No, I'm just not good at talking. I came with three pornographic DVDs, which I haven't watched. They're just on like a cardboard sleeve, but...
Those are for watching, John.
Yeah, I know. I prefer the internet, though. It's a lot of effort. It feels... For some reason, I feel like porno needs to be enjoyed in the computer room and not in the living room. I could play the DVD on the computer, but I don't know. That's pretty elaborate. And speaking of elaborate, it came with a different kind of porno that I didn't even know existed. This is an audio CD. I think the company name or the producer or something is called Zero Tolerance. It's got like a fancy graphic designed logo.
That's not the title of the...
And it says Come Hard. That's like a subtitle underneath the logo. But the...
But
the...
it's C-O-M-E.
Yeah.
So I'm going to... That'll be my first critique, I guess, like, about this.
So it's called Talk Dirty to Me. And it's featuring Brie Olson, who I assume is that blonde lady in the bikini that's on the CD. Well, are you familiar with Brie Olson's work?
No, I'm not familiar with her work.
No, neither am I, but the instruction on this... This is just a disc
nor,
and a sleeve.
Nor her 10 positions of hardcore audio.
Yeah, that's confusing. So it says, listen to Brie talk dirty to you while you have sex with her in over 10 positions of hardcore audio. Now, positions of audio.
Yeah, that was
my
second gripe with this.
So I haven't listened to this. I assume there are 10 tracks... That is just the sound of us fucking Brie Olson 10 different ways.
Okay.
I can't even think of 10 different ways. Especially that you can convey through sound.
I could probably come up with 10 different, I don't know, auditorially.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does it mean louder, loudest?
It's going to be like squishing sounds and her like, oh baby, you're up inside of me now. And now I'm doing this. And now I'm, is it going to
well,
be that?
I'm going to assume, because it's an audio CD of pornography, that she's going to have to describe what she's doing.
Yeah,
so
is it going to be like phone sex on a CD?
Okay, if there is 10 tracks, we don't know yet, then I doubt that each of them is just the sound of her, air quotes, enjoying... Whatever it is she's supposedly doing to us.
I guess we're not going to do it this way, unless you're game, but
like,
you should
like
probably...
It's not going to be 10 tracks of just her going...
You should probably listen to this
yeah,
with headphones and,
Daddy.
Like, a blindfold
Which
and
I've
just really get
wrong.
Into the moment.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Do they need a blindfold? We're not... This is audio also.
Well, just to get immersed, though, if you were going to listen to this for real and
the
get
people
the
don't
effect.
Have to look at our gory visages.
Yeah, I suppose.
They don't need a blindfold.
If you're listening to this on speakers, you need to switch over to headphones right now to get the full effect. We're listening to it on headphones. That's
yeah.
why we're here in the Steve complex, because H the C Studios doesn't have the ability to play something while listening to it and talking at the same time. But one final tip before I pop this CD into my laptop
you
here.
Said tip.
It says, a very helpful suggestion, upload to your smartphone, MP3 player, music library, tablet, CD player, or anywhere you listen to music.
That's great.
So you can be a secret stealth pervert, just be at work, doing your spreadsheets, listening to Brie Olson fucking you in 10 positions of hardcore audio.
Whatever that means.
But
sometimes people listen to CDs on the bus.
I like how this is a piece of technology that exists since smartphones have been invented. Since smartphones have been invented, somebody got the idea to make CD audio porn.
So this is great. It says, since you can have it on your smartphone, that means you could be...
You can listen to it on the bus.
On the bus or at the mall.
Yeah, you could be a
listening
mall Santa
to Brie Olson. Oh, let's speculate what her voice sounds like, shall we?
Okay. It probably sounds like every other.
I don't know. There's several different.
I'm
picturing.
To be honest, I'm more of an old school still pictures on the internet type of pornography person.
Well, there's
audio
to a still picture.
Yeah, I know. That's
I want to speculate what her voice sounds like.
I know. So I'm just saying I'm not as familiar with the sounds of porno as perhaps you might be.
But you've met women. We can.
A couple.
Okay. Pick a woman.
I don't really care for them. I'm just kidding. I love them. I love all the ladies, except for the ones that are jerks, but anybody can be a jerk. It's not gender specific.
No, that's true.
So,
way to take the high road on that one, by the way. That was very not sexist of you. I picture just from the I'm not supposed to hear her yet. Stop
shit.
That.
All right.
Okay. Thankfully, it wasn't her talking, and I'm still just assuming that she's going to talk. We don't know yet.
Well, we got a little sneak peek there.
But I heard was
yeah.
So I think she's going to sound like this. I think she's going to be one of those.
So we've got 15 tracks.
Okay, 15.
They all range from. Like, the shortest one is 3 minutes, or 1 minute and 43 seconds.
10 positions of audio, 15 tracks.
The longest one is 5:35. So,
did you hear that, men? The longest one is 5:35. So, feeling bad about yourself.
Do you think these are meant to be digested, like, individually? Like, you think popping on track one for 4 minutes and 18 seconds is going to be enough to make it happen?
Well, I don't know, but maybe they need to combine, because it's 10 positions in 15 tracks, so maybe they overlap. Maybe, like, track one and two go together, right. Well, that sort of thing.
Let's start.
I'm still speculating her voice. Okay, I think she's going to be like this.
All right.
I think she's going to sound like, "Hey, sweetie. How's it going?"
I'm
going
to say, "Hey, sweetie. How's it going?"
She says the same thing in your imagination as she does in mine.
I've got one voice that I can do, and it's probably not what she's going to say.
Yeah, I don't have a lot either, but I'd try. Maybe she'll be like, "Oh, yeah, Big Daddy."
Yeah, like a deep voice.
Give it to me hard.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
Yeah, a little. You would assume she's a man.
All right, the suspense is killing me. I gotta get this started. All right, track one.
It was the second one.
Slow, fast, fuck my ass. I'll be your fantasy come true.
All right.
I was right.
Come inside me, nice. On me, in my mouth.
It's just a list of things that we can do.
Inside her is not in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever wondered what it's like to fuck Brie Olsen,
her mouth is on the outside.
I dressed up in this little outfit just for you.
Oh, it's a nice outfit, probably.
Want me to take my panties off for you?
She's turning into the first voice I did.
What if we say no? She's getting nasty. Yeah. What does it look like?
Yeah, I can't see it.
Paint us a picture, Brie.
She's not even describing it.
Fingers in there, be real dirty.
Okay, at least I know what you're doing.
I don't have any fingers, Brie.
Oh, what if you didn't? That'd be terrible for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds very easy to please.
Oh, what a tight pussy that is.
What? Why are you talking about your own tight pussy? Well, I should be marveling at your tight pussy.
You know, she's a little narcissistic for you.
If a girl is talking about, "Oh, my tight pussy," that sounds like it's, like, hurting her, and she's complaining.
Oh, that would be terrible if it hurt her.
Oh, yeah.
There is some squishing sound.
There is. Oh, good call. Now, some of the audience might have thought that was us making the squishy sounds.
I think she's doing the vagina slap that all real girls love.
I've never understood that.
Gross. Stirring up shit into my pussy.
Oh, that's see, that sounds terrible. Personally, that's not where shit should be.
I think we should let track one play to completion.
Should we have had a disclaimer at the beginning of this?
It's H to the C, motherfuckers. You should know better. If you're just tuning into this after listening to a Pagan Place session, you're welcome for expanding your mind.
And it's gonna get dirty.
A little bit.
Eventually.
We're about halfway through track one.
So it's not my fingers, it's her fingers.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
She just said, "Look how deep I am."
Oh, yeah. Oh, right there.
Do you think this would be erotic if I wasn't sitting here next to you and you were just listening right on a bunch of ecstasy?
I don't know, because I'm a natural skeptic, and it bothers me when people are obviously lying to me. First off, it sounds really phony. But second off, she says things like, "I love how you're watching me." Well, I can't see her.
Yeah.
So I can't help but call that out.
Like, maybe if this was something like a service, like if you went to a prostitute, and you could record yourself actually having sex, and she was really playing it up and being very vocal about it, and then you could listen to it later and kind of take a trip down.
Yeah, but then you could have...
Your cock?
Is this a different track?
There's an obvious edit there, but we've still got like 40 seconds left on the track.
Oh, it's still the same track.
Yeah, that was weird.
What the hell's going on?
Now it's quiet. Oh, What? Oh, she's sucking her dick, I think.
Right, it's in her mouth.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't like this sound.
Yeah. A little sloppy wet.
Well.
No, that's not sexy.
This is gross. I'm sorry, listeners.
Yeah, I apologize, too. She I'm sounds sorry like she's enjoying it somehow, you, but... sure, I can find
okay,
it.
We're coming up to the end of the track.
I can find it in me to forgive you, I think.
Let's see how we transition from track one to two.
We can do that?
Well, let's just go through.
I don't want to hear...
Oh, it just continues. She's still gagging from the last one.
I thought she was done.
So these tracks are just arbitrarily chosen.
I don't understand why three different situations happened on the same track.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's jump around a little bit. Let's move past the blowjob, because that sounds awful. Still blowing, I think.
Now, we're not disparaging blowjobs. I want to put my disclaimer on that.
I never really wanted to put a microphone next to one and, like, plug it into an amp.
Yeah, and I don't get off on the sound of gagging either.
Yeah, no. Oh, still gagging. This is gross.
Fuck. I'm gonna drink all your cum. I'm gonna swallow every bit.
I just want you to drink 2/3 of it, Bree. That's too much. Don't disrespect yourself like that.
You don't have to guzzle. Just.
Yeah, I'll be your little cum dumpster.
Sips?
Oh, I don't want you to be my cum dumpster. Just I want to respect you.
Like fucking slut I am.
Oh, that's not nice, Bree.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah, I think she should have more self-respect.
Taste it. Yeah, give me that load.
Well, chances are you'll taste it.
New track just started now.
This is a new track?
This is arbitrary. How do you...
So the tracks are... They just run into each other randomly. Then.
Yeah. I think I need to do an H to the C resequencing of
this. This is not a situation by situation. One track is one situation, another track is another situation. Right. This is another thumbs down on this one.
Jesus, I've got a lot of cum.
How is she talking so well?
I've been
coming
into her mouth for 3 minutes now,
and she's talking perfectly clear.
Yeah, I want. Yeah, make my fucking big titties shake while I'm riding on your cock.
What?
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Making her titties shake while one is on her cock?
Sit back and
how does that work?
I don't think that's what she said.
Oh, so good.
I think you misheard her.
Maybe that she's on my cock?
Oh, yeah.
She's on your cock and her titties are shaking.
Okay.
Which is an enjoyable thing.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Skip ahead.
Nope.
Just like that, baby.
I like how inconsistent the audio quality is, too.
Yeah, every time it edits, there's like an abrupt cut. And like, there's like static and some of it's
clearly taped on different days.
Yeah, just like that.
Do you think this is just taped from an actual porn movie?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
So deep in there.
I think this is studio. She's just
walls.
Sitting in a room going, yeah.
Do you think
and then they add the sound effects later.
Do you think there's a Foley artist? Like, after this was recorded, he has, like, a bowl of pudding and he just stirs it really quick?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that. I think there is a Foley artist.
Good.
Yeah.
Her very least a grip.
Maybe Bree does her own Foley work.
Like
afterwards?
Maybe.
Like,
are there credits?
No.
There's no credits.
Just holding the microphone up to her vagina and just slapping the shit out of it.
Oh my god.
See, I don't think...
Oh my god, you're gonna make me come all over you!
Which is weird to me, because she's making even less, squishy sounds than when she wasn't coming all over us earlier.
Yeah, right.
Did you happen to notice
like that?
That?
I mean, just bouncing up and down on you.
Yeah.
Oh
man.
It.
Both of us have so much stamina. Apparently, we've already come like 4 times.
Yeah.
All right, next track.
Oh god, your cock's so hard.
So that's a positive.
Yeah.
All right, let's skim through.
You know, you like hearing that. Unless your cock isn't hard at the time when she says that, then that I would say, you know, I'd say I gotta call her out again because my cock is not hard right now. And it just bothers me that she's lying to me right in my ears. And I can't see her tits either.
This is why I don't really watch
fucking bounce my
like
fucking
porno porno movies because like I get bored with it. I'm like, oh, she's been blowing that guy for like 3 minutes and I skip ahead.
Yeah, I only watch porno for the articles.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Skip ahead to the her taking it from behind where she's sitting completely on him and you can only see her and his balls. That's the proper angle.
Yeah, see, I don't like that angle.
That's the angle with the least Jude in it.
You can take the balls out.
Just like that,
yeah, but
baby,
where are you going to put them?
I'm going to come all over
you. Green screen that
no,
shit
no,
out.
There are shots where you don't have balls or asshole. And I prefer the shots without those two things.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so is this just going to be the same shit for the whole thing?
Yeah, what are we on track for?
Yeah, this is already getting exhausting. I like how it times out to exactly 60 minutes, even though all the tracks are like weird amounts of time.
That is strange. Now, I want to comment on that, because what John just mentioned, 418, 311, 340, 347, but the entirety, 60 minutes on the nose.
Yeah.
That had to have been planned.
Feel that pussy juice.
Let's jump ahead to 8. Oh, there's some slapping there.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you're gonna make
some
me
some good
come.
Foley work.
Make me come all over your dick. Yeah.
What?
Come on. Oh, baby.
Is there two voices?
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I hear somebody else breathing in there.
I think it might be just audio from a porno movie.
You know, such a fucking slut. I want you to give it to me. Oh, yeah, I feel those balls really slapping against me now. Oh, yeah, just keep giving
that's
it to me.
Because that's what girls really want, is balls.
That's probably why it's edited so weird. It's probably a bunch of different porno scenes and her just kind of adding, like, bits and pieces of it to make it flow and sound right, maybe.
Little bitch all bent over.
Uh-huh. No, I think we would hear more.
Oh, I think she's fucking us now. She just called us the little bitch that are bent over.
Yeah, you are.
What am I?
Show me who the man is, baby. Yeah, give it to me with that cock.
Oh, maybe not. No, we're still fucking her.
Show me what the man is.
Right there. Right there, yeah.
Yeah, right there. Continue.
Right
in
where?
And out. In
now,
and
this
out.
Is another thing where the audio doesn't help.
Oh, baby, I can't.
Because right where?
Fucking me so good. Oh, my God.
Because we skipped tracks. We don't even know what orifice we're in.
We have no idea what the context of
we're pretty sure it's not her mouth because she's talking. Although she talked really well earlier with a mouth full of cum, apparently.
All right, track 11. Different kind of a slap. This is a wetter slap. It sounds like a different hole.
It sounds like she's on a horse.
Yeah, just clopping around. This is a western. Bree Olson riding into town.
Give me that fucking shit, come on.
Give me that fucking shit, come on. And let's go to the saloon and have a shot of whiskey.
You're not so fucking innocent anymore, huh? Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, tear that shit open, baby.
Oh, tear it open.
Oh. Yes, yes. What is wrong with her?
All right, track 12.
Use that cup
13.
In my pussy. Oh, God. Yeah, fuck me as hard as you want to. I'll take
okay.
it.
Okay, that's good.
It's come in there, you squeeze.
I was holding back, baby.
I wasn't, but I was confused, so I didn't do anything.
All right, I think this has run its course. Let's go to the last track. And we'll
go so deep inside me.
Epilogue.
This is the beginning of track 15. Oh, this is the slow. We haven't had a slow jam.
Which is
yet.
Weird because the slow jam happens at the end.
This is after we've already come 15 times, so we've got to take it easy.
Yeah, I'll give you that one, I guess. Maybe we're a little tired.
Yeah.
You'd like to see that, don't you?
No,
I would like to see it.
I'd like a sandwich at this point. You don't have to make it for me. I just want to eat
it. Yeah, I'll make my own damn sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, I'm getting so wet for you.
Huh. She really tones it down for the end.
You're 60 minutes in and you're just getting wet now?
Oh, my goodness. She right. went. She transitioned the opposite right. way. She went from fuck my pussy to oh, my goodness.
Let's skip ahead to the grand finale. All right.
You to stick it right
Oh,
right
Jesus.
Back in. I didn't know I was in there in the first place. See, again, it's a little lost on the audio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
We're in the home stretch. 30 seconds left.
Ass cheeks. I love that shit. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's she like on her ass cheeks?
That is not.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't think this is just going to end abruptly.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Oh, yeah, like that, like that, like that. Oh.
We're almost done.
Oh, yeah, that feels good.
This doesn't sound like it's ending.
Yeah.
It just cuts off right there. What kind of shit is that?
Are you kidding me? What was that?
That's just, that's how
play the ending again. This is actually how it ended.
Oh, you go like that, like that. Oh, yeah, that feels good.
Spread your what? So
that's actually how this ended, folks. That's the whole CD, and it actually ends cut off
mid-sentence.
Cliffhanger. Now we have to wait for
maybe the tracks are all out of order. Maybe that's I don't know.
Zero tolerance.
So
listen to Bree. Audio ways.
How does that CD stack up to OK Computer?
Part 2. I knew you were going to throw a curve in there somewhere. Well,
it's not as bold. Although the audio porn is kind of a bold idea. I don't know if it's... Is it as bold of an idea as OK Computer?
No, I don't think so, because...
it is a concept album. Concept.
I'll give you that. It's definitely a concept album because all the tracks have the same
and
subject matter.
They
in
look
mind.
At all the different sides of
that is for sure.
Fucking and sucking.
You know,
and
I don't
coming.
Know if I felt 10 different positions during the listen. There, I know we skipped a couple of tracks. Maybe a few happened in one track.
Yeah, well, it would make more sense
we had at least
if
two
they
in the
were
first
broken
track,
up
though,
into
we?
10 tracks, 10 positions. So that way, you could be like, oh, I feel like a little bit of this one today. Track 7, Jeeves.
Yeah, and track 15 was really anticlimactic because you don't get to the finish in that one.
Nope. But, I don't know. We never really heard any solid scene transitions. Do you think that was supposed to be all one long fuck session where, like, both people are coming, like, every 2 minutes?
Between three to five minutes each.
Well, even the longest track was like 5.5 minutes, and we've heard us coming into her like pretty early on in some of those tracks. Like we had already come
like right away,
by halfway through the
in
first
a couple
track.
Of them. Yeah. We don't come off good in this actually.
Well, I don't know. It's not as shameful to come early if you can come like 30 times in a row.
Well, no, if you can keep doing it.
Yeah. And clearly, in this fantasy world that we've created...
I don't want to burst anybody's bubble out there, but sometimes you need a rest in between, right?
Yeah, but I feel like if I wanted to listen to this and make use of it in the way that it's supposed to be, I would want to sync up, and there's no real good endpoint. I'm not going to listen to this thing and masturbate for 60 minutes. I don't think
I've ever masturbated
that long.
I have, but... not to audio.
Yeah.
So, okay. I can't put on this CD and go, oh, you know what? Fucking track 6 really does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then listen to track 6
from
start to finish. Because track 6 might be continued from track 5 in this case. And it's in the middle of somewhere, and I don't know where it's at. Track 6 might even... run into track 7, so I can't even still say track 6. It would take effort on my part to figure out which parts I like.
Yeah.
If I wanted to have a favorite track on this album.
Well, I think as a whole, out of a possible 5, I give it 1 sloppy pussy. What do you think?
Well, she said it was tight.
Mm-hmm.
But... she also said I could see her, so I don't believe everything she says to me.
Yeah, I need to see those bouncing titties. I don't want to just hear about them. So, yeah. Very disappointed. This was free, though. So does that affect your review at all?
If
this
no.
was given to you with the purchase of an adult pleasure implement that you bought off the internet.
Okay, let me ask
Let me ask you a question to answer
your question.
Okay.
If you went to a place to eat a delicious meal and free with your meal came a lump of shit on another separate plate, would it affect your review of the lump of shit, the fact that you got it for free?
Well, the thing is, I don't know how good of a podcast we could have come up to reviewing that plate full of shit.
If I've offended any lumps of shit, I apologize.
So, I guess I'm going to give it one more sloppy pussy, so that's two sloppy pussies, because we got a podcast episode out of it. So,
okay, I'll give it that, and I did get a couple of laughs out of it.
Yeah, yeah, I almost got a boner a couple of times in there, but I want it to be respectful. We're in your bedroom. So
oh, I appreciate that.
I willed it down, but I think we should wrap it up there, and there's a comedy show on Saturday I should probably plug. November 29th at the R Bar in St. John, New Brunswick.
No jokes barred.
If you're listening to this late, shame on you, but there will probably be another one at the end of the current month that you were living in.
Right.
So look on Facebook for there's a No Jokes Barred group for all your No Jokes Barred related updates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap it up. I've been John.
Okay, and my rating on the CD I never gave you.
Oh, right.
I'm going to just fill my mouth with cum for a second here.
Okay.
I'm going to give it one cum filled mouth because... Well... You see the point.
Yeah. I think that's a good capsule review.
It's not a good album.
No. Maybe on vinyl.
Alright, if I heard it on vinyl, I might give it another chance.
We're not hearing it as it's meant to be heard.
But everything sounds better on vinyl, we all know this.
Alright, so stay tuned next month for a review of... What is this thing called again? Let's check it out. I forget.
Yeah, I forgot too.
Something with Brie Olson.
You even remembered her name.
Talk Dirty to Me, featuring Brie Olson. She's talking dirty to us.
If we're lucky, we will hear Zero Tolerance, Come Hard, Talk Dirty to Me, featuring Brie Olson. Listen to Brie talk dirty to you while you have sex with her in 10 positions of Hardcore Audio 2.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Can't
wait. And we'll review that if that happens.
All right. H to the C. No Jokes Barred. Signing up.